The Rich Eisen Show. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Ron Rivera today asked, why not Lamar?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Just something that we just didn't feel suited what we wanted to do.
Look, I don't get it.
The Rich Eisen Show.
I don't get it.
Today's guests, Raiders wide receiver Jacoby Myers, WWE superstar Cody Rhodes, from Netflix's Murder Mystery 2, actor Mark Strong, and now... it's Rich Eisen.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of The Rich Eisen Show here in Los Angeles, California. It is time for a fun Wednesday show. We have not one but two in-studio guests from all over the map. The actor Mark Strong, the Brit, is here in studio talking about his new film, Murder Mystery 2, in currently available on Netflix, which is available right here on Roku, just like The Rich Eisen Show. And Cody Rhodes is in town because he's getting set for WrestleMania. He's here in town as well in hour number two. So we've got two in-studio guests. It's always fun when we have folks coming in here, even though that means I've got to clean up the green room a little bit, my own workspace. 844-204-RICH is the number dial for you to call into this program and chit-chat with us. Again, live here on Roku. The Roku channel is free on all Roku devices, free on select Samsung Smart TVs, free on Amazon Fire TVs. We're free on the Roku app because the Roku channel's within it. TheRokuChannel.com. If you're sitting there in front of a computer and want to watch us on desktop, please do so. If you're listening to us, we welcome you and welcome us into your ear gates through the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Network, Sirius, XM, Odyssey, our podcast. Every single day, all 3 hours is available through our podcast network, thanks to our friends at Cumulus. All podcasts are acquired, Spotify, Apple, however you wish. You can check us out on YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show when we're all over. Much of the show appears right there on our Rich Eisen Show page. Please hit us with a follow there, just like we asked for a subscription to our podcast. How are you over there, Christopher Brockman? What's going on, sir?
Well, it's raining again, Rich.
I understand that. So. Who's saying that?
It's raining. It's raining again. It's raining men.
Thank you very much. Well,
hallelujah.
Here in the studio, certainly with Cody Rhodes and Mark Strong joining us, four virile individuals. Hello, Mike Del Tufo. What's going on? Thank you for the super tramp. Appreciate that.
You're right.
TJ Jefferson, you must be all jacked up. You have any sort of Cody Rhodes gear on today?
Well, you know, to continue my WrestleMania week t-shirt theme, I got the legendary American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, his father. Papa. I'm rocking the Dusty Rhodes t-shirt.
Okay, very
today,
good.
Which I got from last year's WrestleMania in Dallas.
Well, we know that Cody's bringing a film crew here. Do we know if his wife is coming?
Interesting. That's the first thing you asked about.
Well, I asked because she's a Michigan grad.
And you just, anytime there's a Michigan grad, you just automatically gravitate.
Correct. And I know, you also love watching Love Bloom and husband and wife. Do you know if she's arriving?
I'm sure Brandy might be on the bus. Okay. I'm sure he's going to drive up and pull up in the bus. She might be there.
Right? Say hi to your wife for me.
And Cody got something in common now, Rich, too, as well.
I love it.
Which is?
Well, now he is a girl dad. He has a beautiful little baby daughter. So maybe you can, like, give him some father tips.
Oh, I thought you were just that I'm hosting today's show with an awful torn pectoral muscle.
Something tells me you'd stay at home for a
bit. Hey, you have no idea. I've got back issues for a couple of weeks. You know, I didn't think I'd be talking about that today, but I'm going to at some point.
Just the pickleball flaring up.
Rich.
You don't say.
I don't like how you can read my mind after 8 years. I don't like it one bit.
I can't wait.
You know, we're going to start with today. We're going to start with the NFL annual meeting. Didn't I tell you on Friday when we left, I'm like, it's going to be lit at the beginning of next week because all the coaches, all the general managers, all the team owners are all going to be in one place and they're all talking and there's everything that's going on in this world with Aaron Rodgers. And that would mean that the Jets general manager is there and so is the Packers GM and the coaches are there and the owners are there. Woody Johnson spoke yesterday on the subject matter. And news is popping. Lamar Jackson hit send on a tweet saying, oh, by the way, this conversation that you're having about the Ravens are absolutely going to match any sheet that that somebody would sign me to, even though it doesn't appear anybody is signing him or talking to him right now about his services. He lets everyone know, oh, by the way, I requested a trade. So anybody who thinks that the Ravens will just match, guess what? I've already told him I won't be there anymore. So I told...
Magic Johnson, Jeff.
Yeah, I ain't going to be there.
I'm not going to be there.
I told y'all. And then here's one twist I didn't see coming. Here is a league meeting, annual league meeting twist I did not see coming, and I think it's a brilliant maneuver.
Brilliant.
Brilliant maneuver by Odell Beckham Jr. to show up at the owner's meeting with his agent and create his own free agency sit-down tour with one team after another at the owner's meeting.
I love it.
To utilize the spotlight of the entire NFL media that is all over the place. Here's a Paul Schwartz of the New York Post snapping a photo of Odell talking to Les Snead of the Rams. And this could have been just the two of them running into each other. You know, as they're just crossing paths outside. I don't know if that's an official meeting, but it could have been right after they met, before they met. And that photograph goes everywhere. Here's Ron Rivera and Odell Beckham being tweeted out, chit-chatting. Oh. This could have been just the two of them running into each other. Doesn't matter. It's the visual. Odell's out there. And teams want to talk to him. There's Troy Aikman of now Amazon chit-chatting.
My quarterback.
Mary Kay Cabot, who covers the Browns, is snapping that. Everybody wants a piece of Odell. Odell's very popular. And then the mother load, where he's being shot from afar, talking to the Jets.
Oh.
There's Robert Saleh, and there's Joe Douglas. Now, this looks like a meeting that just broke up. Or is about to get started. In this day and age, when you are out there and you are a free agent, you need to make it look like everybody's all over you. And certainly Robert Saleh in that last photograph shot by Ben Volen, who covers the Patriots and the NFL up there in Boston. You know, You need to make it look like people are all over you, or in the case of what appears to be going on with Odell Beckham, people are all over. You know? And for him to show up at the league meetings and turn the Tuesday of the league meetings into a Where's Odell social media extravaganza is just chef's kiss. So smart. And also, if he is close to making a decision and he is needing to talk to a whole bunch of teams face to face and he does have a little kid at home, you know, I mean, you want to fly all over the country or do you want to go to one spot where everyone is and just knock them all out in one day?
It makes sense.
It sure makes sense. And I just hope, for my own purposes, I just hope that that meeting with the Jets went very well.
You don't say.
Oh, I don't say, and I say, and I'm just saying it. I could not imagine Odell going back to New York City, going back to MetLife, where the legend was born with a one-handed grab on a Monday night against the Dallas Cowboys, or Sunday night, pardon me, against the Dallas Cowboys. If he shows up in that building wearing green, oh my goodness gracious, what that would mean. Now, the question is, I'm sure he's sitting there saying, when's Rodgers showing up? You sure you're going to get him?
I don't think he's saying you sure, because he watches the show. He knows.
No, but I think he has to ask the question, because, you know, I'm going to sign with you. I'm not playing with Zach Wilson, okay? No, I'm serious. Yeah. Like, you got to...
No disrespect.
I get it.
Hey, if you're showing up to the owner's meeting and you're meeting with the Rams and you're meeting with the Giants and you're meeting with whoever else you're meeting with, you need to bang it all out and say, who am I playing with? What is your plan for me? You can kind of already know it with the Rams. Rams say four very simple words. Let's run it back. And the Giants can say those words, but, I mean, Eli was the one who put it up for him to grab it with one hand. Now it's Eli 2.0. And Saquon's there for 1 year. I mean, he's got questions to be asked. And of the Jets, it's like, are you going to get Rodgers, and when do we get him? And if I'm Odell Beckham Jr. and you're looking around at who can win you a Super Bowl, you have already established, Chris, you think the Rams are tanking. I think that they're going to be good.
I do.
But Super Bowl good? Like winning and putting another one in the case good this year?
No chance.
Can't say no chance in the NFL. I know you like doubling down and tripling down and quadrupling down.
That's kind of my thing.
I would, you know.
It's more likely than not.
Be more comfortable saying.
Let's just put it that way.
They have a lot more roster building to do. And with the Giants, they won a playoff game last year. The Jets is all on to come with Rodgers coming. Where else can Odell show up? I'm imagining he chatted with the Dallas Cowboys yesterday as well.
We just should have signed him at the end of last year. I mean, watching this now is like, oh, my God.
Well, I mean, signing him at the end of last year, you wouldn't have been able to use him in the playoffs. True, that was part of the whole point of why he didn't sign last year.
But we would have had him going forward.
This would have all been done and wrapped up, but you would have been paying to avoid the, you know, market that Odell is clearly building for himself.
Yep.
And I'll get into this a little bit deeper later on, but to just finish up this point with Odell and us sitting here and leading our show with him for good reason, because he could put the Jets, you can't say over the top, because, you know, the top of what? Last year's finish? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The top of what? The AFC East?
Maybe.
Presumably.
Put you in the mix, man.
The top of the entire conference? Well, that's a large ladder to climb, but the Jets would absolutely be able to reach the top rung more feasibly with Odell showing up there with Garrett Wilson and Alan Lazard and everybody else who's coming.
But you're already there. You're the sixth best Super Bowl odds.
Nah, whatever.
You can say whatever all you want.
I know. Right now, all I know is the Jets. Right now, all I know is the Jets have Zach Wilson. I know that Aaron Rodgers is going to eventually come. But as of right now, what they are, we're the champions of NFL honors in 2023. If you want to hang a banner? But they are a much more improved team. And if Odell signs, then maybe somebody like Zeke's more apt to sign, and other people will come in and say and go ring chase with the Jets, words I don't think I've ever said before. But just to put a fine point on this right now, and I'll get deeper into it, Odell has a market. But what he also has done is create the image of being chased. And that is something that Lamar Jackson should be desperate for right now, as opposed to tweeting out from his Twitter account defenses of his 2022 finish, defenses of his stance in negotiation that we just don't know about. We don't know if it's a defensible stance. We know he's in search of what he feels is his rightful salary, which is absolutely something every single fan should be able to understand. But tweeting out from @LJ_era8 does not create the sense that he has a market, and he may not. But somebody's got to help him create the sense that he has a market outside of him tweeting out, hey, I didn't tank last season. That's not helpful. And one of the reasons why Odell was able to walk around this owner's meeting in the manner in which he did, and everybody following around with a cell phone camera, smartphone camera, and snapping it out and getting it out there, is because he has an agent who's doing this sort of thing, who's setting it up and walking around. You imagine if Lamar just strolled around the owner's meeting yesterday, what that would have done. You don't think Ron Rivera would have shaken his hand? You don't think Troy would have dapped him up? It is a PR battle. In this 21st century, you have to fight at the same time for your right to get what you want. I'll get into this a little bit later on, but I just wanted to bring it all full circle with what Odell is up to. And man, I hope the Jets are telling him Rodgers is coming. You should come here too. And he's got to sit there and think, if I go back to New York and ball out and win a ring with the Jets and Rodgers and Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall and all of these guys with Robert Saleh, who he's hugging it out with, that's pretty compelling, and I never thought the Jets could make such a case, certainly after last year, the way that things ended, where they didn't score an offensive touchdown, I believe, in the last month of the season. Good Lord, that would change. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. First up is the new member of the Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver room, formerly of Chris Brockman's New England Patriots. Jacoby Myers will be joining us right next here on the Rich Eisen Show with Cody Rhodes, of getting ready for WrestleMania, and the actor Mark Strong in studio, hours 2 and 3, 844-204-RICH, number for you to dial here today. Hey, folks, it's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep, because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. He has a new contract with a new team, the Las Vegas Raiders, the former Patriot wide receiver, Jacoby Myers, now here with the Raiders on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Jacoby?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you, Rick?
I'm doing fine. Are you in Vegas now, or you have an off-season spot? Where are you? Where
have I found back home in Georgia with the family.
Okay.
Staying here for a little bit.
Okay. Which fam? You want to tell me? I don't know about your personal, so which fam are you with? Who are you with, Jacoby?
My parents. So my parents, my brothers,
okay.
My friends that I just grew up with, you know, just people I came up with.
Okay. Do you still have the room? Is it the same house?
It's the same. My mom, Ben, she evicted me. She evicted me a minute ago.
What do you mean she evicted you, Jacoby?
She evicted me. She was tired of it. She said she's the boss around there, so I had to go.
Okay, so you had to go. All right, so it's not like your old room where you're in the same room that you grew up in, is what you're saying.
Nah, my nephew took over.
Oh, your nephew's
home now.
Oh, so your nephew has that room right now.
Well, she couldn't wait to give it away.
evicted you. All right.
Get out.
So let's walk us through your last couple of weeks. Did you want to stay with the Patriots, Jacoby? What happened there?
Just the business side of things took over. You know how it goes. So, I mean, of course, I definitely wanted to stay there. I got a lot of family on that team, so it would have been a cool opportunity, but I can't even sit here and act like I'm not excited to be a Raider now.
Of course.
You know, when I went out there, it was all smiles. It was all sunshine. So I definitely had a good time, but I wish the best of luck to my family that's still there because they've seen me through a lot those last 4 years, so I appreciate them.
Well, I mean, to whom would you say, would you ascribe the best help that you received in New England? Who helped you blossom the best there, would you say?
That's a long list of people right there. I mean, I can coaches to honestly all the way down to custodians, you name them. I really tried to form a lot of relationships with the whole organization. I could say when things got dark, though, guys like Cam Newton, Troy Brown, it's too many people to name because I met a bunch of people that kind of shaped me to become the man I am today. So, like I said, I appreciate all of them.
Would you mind, if you're willing to share, what do you mean by dark, when got dark there, Jacoby?
I mean, you know, being undrafted, they're not going to be easy for you. You go through the ups and downs. Every draft year is a new year. You kind of get reminded that you was one of those ones who didn't get drafted. So, you know, when you're not really playing as much as you want to or when you're not in the best situation, a lot of people stepped up to the plate and just kept me motivated.
Okay. And I'd love to dive in a little bit more, if you don't mind, to Cam Newton. Because that is definitely not a name I would have thought of right off the top of my head. What role did he play for you, Jacoby?
So Cam, it's actually deeper than just the Patriots. I played with Cam when I was in high school. I played for his 7-on-17. So just to see a guy who's always been upbeat, energetic, loving life, and it don't matter what you threw at him, he was always the same guy. And when he came to the Patriots, I wasn't in the best situation. I wasn't really playing like that. And he was just the guy that really set me aside and said, bro, just keep going. Keep pushing. He saw talent in me. And then when I got my chance, he got me the ball. So, like, I'm appreciative to a lot of guys out there. And he was definitely one of the main ones.
Well, and were you shocked that the Patriots just let him go after they got Mac? Was that a shock for you then?
I would say so. But at the end of the day, like I said, I'm just a guy who catch passes and a guy who, like, take care of his family. So I try to focus on what's my business and the things I can't control, I don't worry about.
All right. And so that sounds very Belichickian, I'll be very honest
with you. Oh, yeah, I learned some things, trust me.
What'd you learn from Bill? What'd you learn
exactly
from
that. I learned how to mind my business. I learned how to handle the things I can control. And I just learned how to kind of come in every day and just be a respectful guy and ultimately take care of the main things first.
Do your job, essentially.
Exactly.
Okay. And what was your job?
My job there was to be the same guy every day. I feel like I got to a point where they relied on me every day to be that same person, to make the plays, to be a third down guy, to kind of help the locker room, help younger guys. So I was just trying to be the best at that.
Okay. Jacoby Myers here on the Rich Eisen Show. You got a Belichick story that you're willing to share? A good one? What's your favorite one?
Yeah. See, I got to keep those in the vault.
The vault.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully he's not telling those stories about me, so I don't want to go out there and tell stories about him.
That makes sense. Okay. That makes sense. So then I guess walk me through your draft weekend then, when you went completely undrafted, and how that's helped shape you today, Jacoby.
Man, that was really just a tough experience, you know. It was originally supposed to be just me and, like, my parents, my brothers just at the house. And then people started showing up. Everybody was so excited. So guys showed up. People showed up day one. We didn't really expect nothing. People showed up day two. It's kind of hoping, but didn't hear anything. But we started to hear that if you don't get drafted, we would like you. And I'm just like, it's day two. You know what I mean? You can kind of control that. But then again, I mean, nothing happened. Then day three, it was just kind of heartbreak, honestly. You just kind of expect to hear something. My phone will ring, and it'll be people asking me, like, did you hear anything yet? I'm getting all excited, like, oh, who is this number? It's just a cousin you ain't talked to in a minute. So, you know what I mean? So it was just a real roller coaster. So, I mean, it was tears, but at the same time, I was grateful that teams are giving me an opportunity after the draft to just go out there and still earn some money and show people what I could do. So
how did you?
I didn't really have too much time to be sad.
How'd you get the gig with the Patriots then? Did they call you up? You were one of the teams. You went to New England. Like, how did you then earn the gig with them?
I didn't really have too many meetings going into the draft.
Right.
But I did have one with the Patriots, and I kind of was just a tag along. They came to see a teammate of mine, included me in the meeting. I guess I kind of showed something.
Yeah.
That kept my name around, and they called me after. It was like, look, you got 15 minutes. How you want to do this? And then I was like, you know what? I got Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. What kind of fool you think I am? You know what I mean? Like, straight like that.
So walk me through your first chit-chat with Brady then.
Honestly, that was kind of a cool moment. It wasn't really a full conversation, but I remember my first time seeing him. He came in the locker room, and he knew all the guys' names, you know what I mean? I was an undrafted guy when we had all types of players on that team that year. So, I mean, we had Demaryius Thomas, you name it, honestly, Julian Edelman. So just for him to know the undrafted players' names, he knew all of our names, and he showed love to us. So I definitely appreciate him for that.
What was it like to be around Demaryius Thomas? I just heard that name. I hadn't heard that one in a minute.
Jacoby. It was a blessing, honestly. I know a couple of the undrafted players that year, I think he kept strong relationships with them after he left the team. Like, he was real. Man, he was just a real stand-up guy, and I honestly looked up to him a lot because if you didn't know his career, you would have just liked him as a person. Like, he didn't come off as one of those guys who had been in the league. He just came off as a good dude who wanted to talk about his life if you asked him. Just a real calm dude. So it was a blessing to honestly meet DT. I really appreciate that time.
Jacoby Myers, new Vegas Raiders receiver. 3 years, $33 million contract for an undrafted player. Just heard his remarkable journey to this moment right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Walk me through what McDaniels has told you about your role in this Raiders offense that's going to be quarterbacked by Jimmy Garoppolo, it appears. What do you got for me on that one, Jacoby?
I mean, honestly, I'm stepping into a team that already got some great talent at the receiver position, the running back position. I mean, you name it. Like, they got some dogs all over the place. So I'm just a guy that has to go in there, kind of like the Patriots, and just do my job. You know, I don't have to go out there and try to carry a team. I don't have to try to go out there and be Superman. I just got to go out there and make the plays when they come my way. And I feel like that's something I could do pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, and if I told that kid who was walking into the Patriots locker room as an undrafted free agent that, hey, you'd get this contract and you'd be playing alongside Devontae Adams, what would you have said on a day like that, Jacoby?
Honestly, man, I'm kind of a confident dude, so I would have said I can't wait. You know what I mean? I believe you. I just can't wait. I kind of knew. I always told myself when I got in the league, like, they give me a shot, I know where I end up. So, I mean, I just got to thank God for real because I truly believed in myself. I just figured I knew he had a plan for me. I just had to stick to it.
So I assume you've spoken to 17 so far, right? Have you connected with what can you share about your chit chat with Devontae Adams now?
It wasn't too long, but honestly, I'm excited. But that's just a good player. You know, that's a guy everybody in the league know. We all know what he brings to the table. Like I said, I mean, I'm just so excited to just be out there and just learn from him. You know, he got good for a reason, so that means he got a lot that I could probably pick up on, and just being around him, I'm definitely trying to soak up all that information.
I hope you appreciate the question. I mean, does it strike you as interesting that you're playing in Vegas now, that spot where you're?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I'm from the East Coast, so I don't really know too much about Vegas, though.
Well,
like I said,
I can give you a quick tutorial if you'd like.
Go ahead. You can give me the restaurant. Give it all.
Well, I mean, there's lots of them. There's lots of lights. There's lots of activities. There's activities. I don't know if you ever heard of Jimmy Garoppolo's opportunity for something free in that town. You heard about that?
I might have heard about that. I heard the rumors. I ain't want to speak on it too much, but I
understand.
I ain't no judging, man.
See, you don't need to know about Vegas. You already know. Yeah, I mean, you don't need to.
You're right. You're right. I know a little thing.
He might need a friend that day. That's all I'm saying.
You never know.
I'm going to have to get him some help. I don't think I'll be going that day.
That's a different go route, Jacoby. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Different type of go route. But I also was referring to the last game you played there too, if you don't mind me bringing that up. It's kind of interesting that you're going back to that place. I would think you might not want to check that place out very often. But
well, I left some bad energy there last time I was there. But man, that moment kind of, like I said, it really helped me grow as a person. So
how so?
The best way to really face it is to just kind of go back and see it again. You know what I mean? Go through it again. So
how so? How so? How did that help you grow as a person, Jacoby?
I mean, because in that moment, my fourth year, I feel like I'm playing pretty good, so I'm on top of the world. So I feel like, you know what I mean? I feel like all the money right there. I just got to see it through, you know what I mean? And I'll be okay. But that moment really kind of humbled me and reminded me, like, all right, at the end of the day, this could be taken away from you at any moment. It could be a bad moment at any moment. So when those bad moments come, like, am I still capable of handling them? Like, I was ready to handle not being drafted. Like, am I still good enough mentally to handle a tough moment like this? So, I mean, I feel like I handled it well for myself. Like, I was proud of myself going through it. Now, I still get the jokes. Now, I heard some funny ones. I'm not gonna lie.
What is it? Which you got one that you're willing to share? What's the joke?
Oh man, it's too many. I got a lot of them saved on Twitter. I had to go back and read it.
What do you mean saved? Were you ready to, like, clap back at some point? Is that what you're saying?
Nah, if it got a laugh out of me, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to save it to show my friends. I got to. You know what I mean? Because it was good. It's some funny people in the world. So. You know what I mean? I appreciate them little jokes, making a bad moment a little funny.
Oh, my gosh. Life is amazing, Jacoby Myers. Well, it's been a pleasure to meet you. And I hope to, you know, if you're here in L.A., let's do this in person at some point. Really would love to do this again. And, you know, and look, last year I took the Raiders to win the division at this point last year. And didn't go very well for me. And unfortunately, I don't have the same genes as you do. I haven't grown from it at all. As a matter of fact, it's been very difficult for me. I don't want to look at Twitter. It's different. Like, you and I take adversity different. But I would love to see you lead them to where I thought they could have gone last year, for the lack of a better phrase.
I appreciate that for sure.
You got it. And congrats on your new deal and everything else going on. And let's do this more often. Thanks for the call.
Sounds
appreciate
good.
It.
Thank you.
Right back at you. Say hi to the whole fam. Say hi to everybody for
you.
Me there in
you.
Georgia. Okay.
They're going to love that. I got you.
Please do that. That's Jacoby Myers, everybody, right here, newly of the Las Vegas Raiders, right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
What a great kid, man. I'm kind of bummed he's gone.
He's gone.
Like him, man.
Bummed he's gone.
Well, you got Juju, who's another good one. Another good kid.
I do. I mean, I liked him. Excited about that as well. Would like to have both.
I really enjoyed that chat with him.
It was good, man.
Not going to join Jimmy on the...
on the chicken run.
Yeah, tell me about Vegas.
On the ranch.
Even though you knew everything about Vegas. Including what James Garoppolo has been offered for free.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
It's not going to take that go route to the ranch.
Well, that's more like a in-out, in route.
Yeah, and then an out and route.
Stop. Honestly, stop.
You got to visit.
No,
you know what I
mean? Stop. After further review,
it's a choice route.
We're stopping.
Okay.
That is a choice route. It is a choice route. Very good.
Good times, man.
See, even Del Tufo's paying attention now. What are you doing over there? You banking? What do you got? What do you
got?
Banking?
Doing a little research on what you guys were talking about. I'm kidding.
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding.
Were you not here that day?
I don't think so.
That was
a Jason Feller day on Monday.
Wow.
He was too busy doing his floors.
We don't know what you're doing.
He was doing his floors.
Almost completed.
Honestly,
okay, the floors
doing.
Project is good. Okay.
One more day.
Oh.
How are you even here if they're putting in? Oh, you had to start the floor process. You had to be there.
I let them in. I leave. I don't hawk. You don't. You guys hawk.
I don't hawk.
Let
them
in. Wait.
You don't
what?
Can't hawk workers.
Hawk? What does that mean?
Sit
like,
there like hawk them around.
Like helicopter.
You can't hound.
He's not a hover.
I hate that.
Not a hover.
If you did that to me, I would be like.
But, dude, who would stand there and sit there and go stare at them hitting
and
hammering in nails?
Rest in peace.
He would watch if the floors be put in?
He was, because he wanted to help the guy. I mean, he wanted to get involved.
They wanted to get in there? And just,
yeah, I'm like, get out.
All right, very good.
But, yeah, I missed Monday. I'm sick.
844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're going to get you ready for Cody Rhodes, still to come here on this program. You've got a top five list we're going to get to, right, TJ?
Yeah, just a little quintessential WrestleMania watch list. You know, if
you want to get yourself ready for the big show. I kind of picked a couple matches to zoom in on.
Now, are you hoping, should we bring, if Cody's here, should we bring his film crew out to film you delivering this?
I mean, I don't know if that's something they'd want, but if so, why not?
It's content.
You know?
Content.
Content on the road to WrestleMania. Why wouldn't they?
I don't know. I think maybe just would add a little extra juice for you, a little extra pressure.
I don't feel pressure, really.
Oh, it makes diamonds. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. We'll take your call. Still to come, Cody Rhodes right here on the show.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Monster.com is there for you to help win your job hunt today. If you are looking for a new gig and you need to find it and find the right spot and the right fit, Monster.com is there to help and guide the process. Monster.com knows that scoring your next job, you got to bring your A game. And if you're looking to change positions, Monster.com has millions of job openings and great coaching and career advice for that strong performance when it counts. Plus, when you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. So you front load the experience by just popping your resume on Monster.com, which specializes in building the right teams for employers and knows how to match you with those job fits. And when you score the position, there's a salary calculator on Monster.com that ensures you're paid what you're worth. So the whole process is taken care of from soup to nuts. They have your back. Just got to put your resume on Monster.com. Go there right now and win your job hunt with Monster.com. Cody Rhodes joining here. I'm seeing him earlier on Good Morning Football. So he's making some rounds.
Hey, when you're the main event of WrestleMania, that's what happens.
Main event. He's coming his way.
Not in studio at Good Morning Football.
No,
though.
No, no, no.
Studio here. I think he's there. You know what I mean? I think he's. I mean, you know, these professional wrestlers, they're professionals. They are pros. Okay. So they get up and they know how to promote.
He's going to be here.
That's part of the job.
Well, I mean, he must have had an early wake up.
I don't think he sleeps.
You don't think so?
No, I don't.
Does he hang upside down? Like Rick Pitino?
Only Rick Pitino.
Okay, very good. So the association's getting more and more interesting. Do you see Draymond picked up technical number 17 of his season?
Yeah.
Means he's going to get fined.
Suspended.
And suspended.
He thinks it's going to be wiped out. I don't know.
Really? That guy deserves zero benefit of the doubt.
He said that he believed, you know, it's funny how Steve Kerr said that's what got them sparked last night against the New Orleans Pelicans.
They were down 20, right?
Well, I mean, the Pelicans that showed up in Oakland were the ones that, I mean, pardon me, San Francisco are the ones that showed up here in Los Angeles. They didn't miss a shot. Man, they could make baskets. They can really fill it up and hoop it up. But Green picked up a tee. He got teed. And he said it was worth it. It was worth it. And Steve Kerr said, Draymond willed us to victory tonight. Interestingly enough, he said that the set to sucker punching Jordan Poole earlier this season caused him to wonder if his teammates had his back. He said his teammates, he believed they had his back until an altercation with Jordan Poole earlier this season. Quote, at the point that I'm going to put myself out there like that, you hope guys will back me up. If not, then our season's over anyway.
What, did he want someone else to punch pull too after he hit him?
Or? No, I think what he's saying is that if he's putting himself out there like that last night, he wants people to back him up. And if they're not, the season's over anyways, is what he's saying. He's just an interesting, fascinating figure.
Not interesting or fascinating to me.
I think he is.
But
let me tell you something, Chris. As we just heard, the new Hall of Fame class at the Naismith Hall of Fame announced the six finalists that were selected for enshrinement, led by Dwayne Wade, one would say. Even Nowitzki's in that class as well, right?
Yep.
And then just the quintessential as John Madden. Remember John Madden made the Hall of Fame at the years ago? I think it was 2006. Everyone's like, wait a minute, he's not in there yet? You say the same thing about Popovich. Like, wait, now they're putting him in?
He's still active.
Doesn't matter. I mean, you know how many active coaches get in? Nonstop.
Well, Rich, you're in the Basketball Hall of Fame, so.
What do you mean?
I'm saying the Basketball Hall of Fame is like kind of weird qualification.
Oh, I thought you mean my residual check from Like Mike was placed behind
That's
some sort of plastic.
That's actually enough to get you in.
That's ridiculous.
They let just about everybody in the
So who's in this current thing. Class that you don't like?
I haven't looked yet.
Let's call the Google. It's been out for 24 hours. It's got there in front of you. Who do you think deserves to make it?
I haven't looked at it yet.
I think Tony Parker's the one that you're probably going to push back on a little bit.
Adam was saying that Ginobili shouldn't have made it a few years ago.
No. That's a false statement.
I'll save that for the Rich Eisen Show basketball podcast.
They let a lot of people in. Like Vince Carter isn't going to be
a Hall
of Famer.
The reason why I'm bringing it up, Draymond's going in. And Draymond's going to go in. And we will look back, you know, when Cage is in high school, when that happens.
And it'll be like, he punched out his teammate.
Or you will also say, he's the guy that always got things going for this team. That this team had finesse, the team had shooting, the team had Durant. But when anybody needed to get the dirty work, the rebound, the screen, the wide open three that everybody sagged off of trying to just let him take, that's that guy.
I'm just not a fan. I
Warriors Warriors don't have the success they have without Draymond Green. Will you at least allow that?
That can be fine. I'm just not a fan. I'll never be a fan. You don't treat your teammates that way.
Until he joins the Celtics?
Absolutely not. I will be vehemently, outwardly against that.
Why?
I don't want him on my team. He's toxic. I don't need that energy. It's not good.
Well, at some point, Draymond, I imagine, is going to leave the Warriors, that they will part ways, and he will show up somewhere, and that is when he'll win another championship. And
well, what?
Yeah. He'll be part of one. How about that as a prediction?
Can I ask, is he going to have another human cheat code playing
hot.
On his team?
Oh, maybe. My goodness.
There is no maybe. There ain't. Steph Curry's don't grow from trees. So
I don't know. I just have a feeling that this guy's got more acts to come.
Steph Curry was in my dream last night.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
I lent him $500 to play poker, and he repaid me 4X.
Oh, I thought the dream was he was hot shooting on the floor. You were his other splash brother,
and
you refused to pass to him, and you took the shot.
That's where I thought he was going
to
go with it, yeah.
That you put him in the role of every other person that's been in the backcourt with you whenever you've played.
Sure. My shots go in just as much as Steph, so it's fine.
That would have made for a better dream, I think.
I mean, you ever have that dream when you're just like hot at a poker or blackjack table and you break, and then you wake up and you're like, oh, man, I was up thousands of dollars.
No, never had that.
I've been up a couple hundred.
I mean, I've had that in reality.
That was last night.
Okay.
Never a couple thousand for
a
couple hundred.
All right, TJ, are you ready, sir? It's WrestleMania what?
39, man.
Okay, WrestleMania 39 in advance. Are we branding this your big ass grab bag?
Yeah,
you got a top five?
We'll make a grab bag.
All right, here we go.
DJ
here
Mike
we go.
D?
In advance of Cody Rhodes appearing.
Drops already. Sorry, TJ.
TJ's top five, aka TJ's big ass grab bag. You have 4 minutes, sir.
We will not kaboom. Guess who stepped in the room? TJ here. Look, what I want to do is help get you guys ready for WrestleMania. So I'm just going to give you five quintessential matches. That's just five matches that I think are five of the best, and I think they will get you ready for the big show coming up this week. And coming in at number five, WrestleMania 17, we had a table, ladder, and chair match between Edge and Christian, the Dudley Boys and the Hardy Boys, excuse me. This match was a six-man symphony of violence. You had tables, you had ladders, you had chairs.
Oh,
six professionals just beating the crap out of each other with all of those weapons. And honestly, one of the greatest visuals, actually two of the greatest visuals of all time, Edge spearing Jeff Hardy off the top of a ladder, which was incredible, the fact that they walked away, and then Matt Hardy and Bubba Ray Dudley going crashing through like 18 wooden tables. It was amazing. I'm putting that at number five. Make sure you check that match out, as it is incredible. Coming in at number four,
It was the birth of a legend, and that's WrestleMania 13. Bret Hart beat Stone Cold Steve Austin in an I Quit picture. Match. You also have Ken Shamrock, the world's most dangerous man, as ref. Here's the deal. Stone Cold Steve Austin, face a crimson mask. He's bleeding. He's in the sharpshooter. He won't tap out. Eventually, he passes out in lieu of saying, I quit. A legend was born on that day, and Stone Cold is, as you all know, the man. Coming in at number three. To me, this was the blueprint. I feel like to a lot of people, this was a blueprint. WrestleMania 3, Randy the Macho Man Savage loses the Intercontinental Championship to Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. I think many people will agree up to a certain point that this may have been the best match of all time. It was a blueprint. Three. It takes me back to the Altoona Jaffa Mosque watching this with my grandpa on closed circuit television, and it's the best memories of my life. This match is something that you need to see as a wrestling fan, or if you're not a wrestling fan, check it out. Number two, not the greatest wrestling match of all time, but maybe the greatest psychological match in the history of wrestling, and that's WrestleMania 18, Hollywood Hulk Hogan against The Rock. This happened in Toronto. Hogan had been a heel for years. Rock was the face of WWE. He was a good guy. But the Toronto crowd would not boo Hulk Hogan, and they cheered him. That meant these two men had to kind of switch their match on the fly. Like I said, it wasn't a greatest match of all time, but the way those two came together and flipped the script, it's incredible. It's worth watching. One of the greatest events of all time, I'd say. And at number one, The Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 25. Undertaker was undefeated at WrestleMania. Shawn Michaels, maybe the greatest of all time. This match might be the single greatest match in the history of WrestleMania. That's why I have it at number one. I'm always interested to hear your picks. And now I'm excited. I can't wait. Let's go.
Good job, TJ.
Yeah, and Cody Rhodes just walked in the door, apparently. Yeah. Just at the same time. Nice. I like it. Well, I mean, flipping the script in the middle of a match, that's why The Rock is one of the best entertainers and actors of our current day.
And it really was interesting. You know, Hogan's supposed to be the heel. He's supposed to be the bad guy, so the match was going to play one way. But that crowd would not boo Hulk Hogan.
The Canadians demanded a
they
script.
They demanded it. So, you know, if you guys just, that's something I'd say, just watch that. Watch those two lock up at the beginning of the match. Hogan shoves Rock off, and then this crowd erupts like you've never heard something. Wow. It is amazing. And definitely and so worth watching.
Do we include on our list of fantasy team names Six-Man Symphony of Violence? Ooh, does that make the list?
I mean, I did say it on air.
It was beautiful, and he's so right about that match. Oh, baby.
Six-Man Symphony of Violence. I like it.
Thank you.
Cody Rhodes is going to join us in studio in hour number two. Don't go anywhere. We're right here on The Rich Eisen Show with lots more to come.
He speared the dude off of a ladder.
Off of a ladder, yeah.
It's insane. What these guys put their bodies through, people, you know, mock wrestling with this, that, and have you, but pure athletes, pure performers. It's awesome. Can't wait. Me and Cage are going to tune in this weekend.
No doubt.
WrestleMania.
Oh, a Cage match.
Hey.
And, you know, also, I put out on Twitter, I also have the 6 through 10 matches. You can check those out on Twitter. One of the ones was Brock Lesnar against The Undertaker in WrestleMania 30. Brock Lesnar breaks the streak. If you want to hear 80,000 people who were loud get quiet enough that you could hear a rat peeing on cotton.
Whoa.
This is it. Brock Lesnar silenced an entire stadium of people when he beat The Undertaker, and that in itself is worth watching just to hear the decibel level go from as loud as it could be to silence.
Rat peeing on cotton?
Well, I wanted to say another word, but peeing is what quiet. I can get away with.
Huh?
It was quiet.
That's one way to say quiet.
That's quiet.
I could say quiet as a church mouse if you want to use a rodent as in your analogy of how quiet some place could be.
You know me, I like to go left when everyone goes right.
Well done, sir.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Rich Eisen. Yeah.
I remember it was at the draft in Cleveland. Somebody came out dressed as Randy.
There was a Browns fan who always dressed as Macho Man.
And for a split second, all of us on the draft set were like Googling, like, is that really, like, is Randy Macho Man still alive? No, I know.
We saw Macho Man freak out.
I think on point, Daniel Jeremiah is like, is that the Macho Man? I'm like, no, he's unavailable.